Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network.
In the future.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause, www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, we are back. Hopefully, I got the technical difficulties out of the way. All right, everything seems to be working. So now let's continue with today's show. Welcome once again to Pro Wrestling Now with your host, Magic Mike Ferrara, and I'm excited to be here today. Got a big show coming up for you. No guests today. It's a rarity that today I have no guests, and it looks like so far Thursday. But anyway, I want you guys to be happy, and we've had a good run with the guests. And I mean, listen, I will try my hardest to get them, and some people will be able to come on the show, and people sometimes they won't be able to come on. But today's about you, the fans. I want you to bring it. 718-508-9883 is the number. Head on over to my Facebook page, Pro Wrestling Now with your host, Magic Mike Ferrara, and the Twitter, Magic Mike Ferrara at Not Left for Life. Also, head over to TotallyDrivenTV.com. Check out Totally Driven. Also, we're on Spreaker. You can download on Spreaker, download us on iTunes, Stitcher, Blog Talk Radio, and more. You know, what do you call it? Get driven and stay driven, and that's the only way you're going to do it. A couple of things I want to get to and talk about. Number one, I want to talk about last night. The road to SummerSlam looks like it's going to be pretty good. So far, the matches that are happening for SummerSlam, one of the matches I know today that they were talking about SummerSlam is going to be, and if you guys know this, it's going to be Sasha Banks, the Boss, taking on the challenger for the women's title. It's going to be Charlotte. So Charlotte versus the Boss. As you know, Seth Rollins takes on Finn Balor for the Universe Championship. And also, you know that Dean Ambrose will be defending his title up against Dolph Ziggler. But right now, we are going to go to the Monday Night Raw recap, because this is the Monday Night Raw recap, only heard here on Pro Wrestling Now with Magic Mike Ferrara every Tuesday at 12 p.m. and every Thursday at 5. I give you two shows full of information. Hopefully everybody enjoys it. And here we go. Chris Jericho, Sasha came out first to talk about what's going on with the belt, and then Charlotte interrupted, of course, and then Chris Jericho came out of nowhere and interrupted Sasha and told her to be quiet. And then Enzo Amore came out and started talking with Sasha, and they were flirting back and forth a little, how you doing? And then Chris Jericho and Enzo got into it, and then Mick Foley came out and said, yeah, we're going to have a mixed tag match. Charlotte, Jericho versus Sasha and Enzo. Dana Brooke ended up coming out, and Enzo got slapped in the face. Actually, Chris Jericho got slapped in the face by Sasha, and it was a whole big to-do, and Chris Jericho and Charlotte wins the match, and it was pretty good. Braun Strowman defeated Evan Elderman. I think they're bringing back the talent enhancement, and that word that we can't say, jobber. You know, Braun Strowman's a big dude. I like that match, but it was a shoot match. And Chris Jericho and Charlotte, I like that match too. I thought that match was good. Good segment. The announcing is pretty good. I think they all mesh together. I love turning on Monday Night Raw and not hearing Bradshaw. The Shining Stars. Carlo and Epico defeated, Primo and Epico defeated the Golden Truth, which I think the Pokemon angle is ridiculous, but people like it, and the kids seem to like it, and it was pretty weird. Seth Rollins confronted Finn Balor and got himself, his ass whipped. Finn told Seth, I'm going to hand you your ass at SummerSlam. U.S. champion Rusev defeated the guy who's making a comeback from the Hall of Pain, Mark Henry. And then who comes out to save Mark Henry? But not save him. Who comes out to save the fans from being bored? The big man. Also, Rusev got married to Lana over the weekend. And another funny fact that happened, too. Roman Reigns came out, so we might see Roman versus Rusev at SummerSlam. And I think that's a good deal. Titus O'Neil defeated Darren Young. The fact that their name's backwards. Nia Jax defeated Ariel Monroe. Both good matches. Tag Team Champions The New Day defeated Gallows and Anderson. I was hoping to get that at SummerSlam. The returning Jinder Mahal defeated Heath Slater to earn a Raw contract. Rollins defeated Sami Zayn. I love Zayn. I think he's good. And Randy Orton out of nowhere attacked Brock Lesnar. So I thought last night's Monday Night Raw was solid. McMahon and Stephanie McMahon and Mick Foley do a great job every Monday night. So, well, right now, if you want to get on board, I got the phone lines wide open. 718-508-9883. Jump on board. Don't miss this this train today. It's doing pretty good today. So that was your Monday Night Raw recap. Monday Night Raw is getting better. Some other things going on. Ric Flair on the fourth episode of the Ric Flair Show, the two-time Hall of Famer, welcomed Shawn Michaels to the show. But Flair talked about Jerry Lawler being relieved of his WWE SmackDown commentary duties. Michael talked about the retirement match he had with Flair. Also, Michael discussed the legendary matching Rolex watches that he had custom made for the occasion. And then finally, Flair said that he regrets having wrestled again after the retirement match. On the subject of Jerry the King Lawler's spot going to JBL, Flair stated that Lawler has had a great run, and he relates how disappointed Lawler must feel. As Flair was taken off the road by WWE when Charlotte fired her father as her manager, Jerry has had a phenomenal run. He's phenomenal at what he does. But it's kind of like I wish I could be there every day. Our time comes. The time I was so lucky, actually. I liked it when I got a break. But now I wish I was back. It's hard to walk away. I'm sure he's struggling with it. Jerry has had a phenomenal run. He has done well financially, and he'll be regarded as one of the top four guys in the history of commentary. Actually, JBL was so good. Michael Cole was guy from MMA, Mauro Ranallo, I thought was outstanding. He was great, and JBL and him are fine together. So that's what he had to say about Jerry Lawler being taken off as a SmackDown. I think it's a bullshit move if you want to go there. I think it's bull because Jerry Lawler should be heard on WWE TV. He's still relevant to today's business. I think Jerry is a great commentator. If I had to go through the list, I think he'd be 7 or 8 probably. I mean, the Little Monsoon to me was number one. Tony Schiavone was good too. I like Tony. Tony and Gorilla were good. Commentators that I didn't like, really, Lord Alfred Hayes was okay. I really didn't like Lord Alfred Hayes. I'm trying to think. Bruno Sammartino was okay as well. I didn't like hearing him. Dusty Rhodes was good. Superstar Billy Graham was okay. Dusty Rhodes was really good. Bobby Heenan was really good. You know, guys that could talk, Larry Zbyszko was really good. You know, legends and icons. And Macho Man was okay on the mic, but, you know, that gruffy, Piper was good. I mean, Jesse Ventura was good. I mean, McMahon, even Vince McMahon was good on the mic. But Jerry Lawler was really good, and the fans, I think, should do something about it, you know. You know, write to WWE and say, I want Jerry Lawler in to do your broadcast. I mean, I don't know. They regulated it, look like him, to the WWE pay-per-view roundtable. And, it's a sad situation. But 718-508-9883 is the number. You want to call, you want to talk SmackDown, you want to talk Raw. You want to tell me what's going to go down at SummerSlam. You know, you want to talk anything. You want to talk New Japan Wrestling, ROH, wrestling news, whatever you guys want to come. Bring it to the table because we're going to set the table. We're going to clear it. So you want your opportunity to be heard today. So that's what's going on in the world of pro wrestling now with Mike Ferrara. This is number 67. We are totally inching the way. Actually, congratulations. Congratulations to Mr. Mojo on his 25th show. And he had a hockey player, Bernie Nichols, on the show. And a very smart guy. As far as, you know, sports goes, he knows his stuff. Mojo is a great guy, and he has a great show on Totally Driven Radio, Saturday mornings, 10 a.m. to overtime sometimes. Well, 1 o'clock going to overtime sometimes. But Pro Wrestling Now with your host, Magic Mike. And I'm excited for today's show because it deals a lot with what happened last night on Monday Night Raw. First of all, Monday Night Raw draws a big crowd. It's packed out, just like SummerSlam. SummerSlam sold out already. Also, I entered a contest yesterday. I know last week I was bitching about Busted Open. I know I did a big rant about Dave LaGreca because I was a little pissed off last Friday. But when I listened to Busted Open this week, I thought they had a good show yesterday. I thought their show was pretty good. But they had a contest to try to win. It was like a promo contest. And, you know, almost like, why would you want it, you know, them to pick you, to take you? And doubt I made the cut, but I know I did good. Because, you know, speaking, doing promos are pretty easy and they're pretty basic. I can cut a promo right now on anything, like you know, just using your emotion. You know, the type of promos that I would do, I'd cut a promo on anything and tell everybody that Pro Wrestling Now is your number one show on the network, on anything. Pro Wrestling Now with Magic Mike Ferrara will live on forever. Because that's the way it is, and that's the way it's going to be, and ain't nobody going to tell me nothing, because I am number one. My show is number one, and that's the promo. That's your promo. And that's what you got to do. You got to detail it out, and you got to speak from the mind and your heart. So for those of you who don't know what a wrestling promo is, that's what I cut yesterday on Busted Open. And it was pretty entertaining, and I didn't rip anybody. I kind of, you know, tried to win the contest, and hopefully, you never know. Today I'll have to check it out. Also tonight on the Grapevine with Smith Hart, there's a man who's a brother, a Hart brother. It's Brother Bruce who's going to be on the show tonight, so that's going to be fun. You know, I never got to speak to Mr. Bruce, and I can't wait. Smith is a great guy. We're going to have some fun with Bruce, and, you know, and we're going to speak also with Matt tonight, so you'll be hearing them on the radio. Let me see what's going on today. Let's see. Let's go back and do some more news. I'm excited about some more news. Alberto Del Rio possibly leaving the WWE. Say it ain't so, amigo. Alberto Del Rio is reportedly unhappy with the position in WWE, specifically now when how he has been booked since his return with the company. And his move into the WWE draft did not help the matters. Subsequently, There have been talk that the former WWE champion might be looking to leave WWE once his contract expires this year. In the latest edition of Wrestling Observer Radio, host Dave Meltzer, the Meltzer, you guys like the Melts, right? David Meltzer, hold on, this is not right. Yeah, David Meltzer said that he might end up doing a promotion, working a promotion in India. So, I don't know. I don't know what's going to happen. What's going to happen there? But that's what might happen. I mean, it's a sad situation. Also, WWE signed former NFL player Brennan Williams, trained by WWE Hall of Famer. WWE released the following press conference this morning regards the signing of NFL player. And here it is. 6'7", 300 pounds, NFL offensive tackle Brennan Williams is joining the ranks of the WWE Performance Center. A third-round draft pick with the Houston Texans. Let me see. He made his in-ring debut for Booker T, Houston-based Reality of Wrestling, this career, competing under the alias Marcellus Black. In addition, his experience on the gridiron and in the ring, Williams holds a black belt in Taekwondo. So there you have it. So that's a good one. We got a caller on the line. Let's see who this is. Caller, you're live on the air.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. How about yourself?
I just love the show. Do you recognize my voice?
No, I don't.
It's me, George Takei. I played Sulu on Star Trek and recently lost a fortune on Broadway.
Well, that was a good impression of George Takei or whatever. But anyway, this is Pro Wrestling Now with your host, Magic Mike Ferrara. Oh, boy. It's going to be one of those days today. Oh, man. All right, so where was I? So I was talking about Brennan Williams. And he was trained, they're saying he was trained by Booker T. So, sticking with the news, let's see what else is going on. JR covers Dusty Rhodes Hall of Fame induction. Hall of Famer Jim Ross published a new article over at FoxSports.com discussing WWE Hall of Famer Dusty Rhodes being inducted in the Mid-Atlantic Legends Fan Festival of Heroes by Magnum TA this week. The piece features comments from Magnum, Cody Rhodes, Tony Schiavone, Dusty Rhodes' wife Michelle, and their younger daughter, Teal, Margaret, will present to accept the Hall of Fame honor. You could visit and read JR's piece by clicking on the button. Let's click and see where it takes us. Dusty Rhodes to be honored in beloved city Charlotte at NWA Fest. The late American Dream Dusty Rhodes will be inducted into the NWA's Hall of Fame, Hall of Heroes in his favorite city, Charlotte, North Carolina, before family and friends. Rhodes was a beloved, larger-than-life personality to millions of fans that followed the Dream's pro wrestling career. which started in 68 after a brief stint on the gridiron and baseball diamond. With his common man body and amazing powerful verbal skills that allowed Rose to connect with the fans worldwide of all colors, creeds, Terry Allen, former wrestling great known as Magnum TA, will induct his mentor and friend. Dusty was bigger than life and a combination of John Wayne and Little Richard. Dusty died in 2015 on June 11th, the same day that John Wayne passed away in 1979. Let me see. Dusty's widow, Michelle, and youngest daughter, Keel Margaret, will be in attendance to see the patriarch of the family honored by the fans. We have so many great memories of Charlotte because that's where our son, Cody, wrestler Stardust, was born in 1985, where we brought our new home, and it was the site of some of Dusty's greatest professional wrestling accomplishments. We lived in Charlotte 1984, which was before NWA Hornets and the NFL Panthers, and the wrestlers were biggest stars in the city at one time. Over 200 wrestlers, their family called Charlotte their home, and many still do. It was home for us, and Dusty loved it here. Michelle shared that life without Dusty is so lonely. I've kept his cell phone and oftentimes charge it to look at his contacts when I think about all those close with Dusty or if I need a phone number. Cody Rhodes said Charlotte represented the golden age of Dad's career. Dusty had a great success in the main event as a main event wrestler in Charlotte, based NWA, and also as the booker, TV producer, if you will, or creative force behind wrestling under Jim Crockett Promotions banner. Dad was 39 when I was born, and his schedule was such that he could be at home with us more than he was for his first two kids from his first marriage, including my brother Dustin Goldust, who was 16 years older than me. Cody told me Dusty was a flawless father to my sister, Keel, and me. And we learned a lot from his parenting mistakes of his first marriage when he was on the road most every day. That's a very good thing. So if you're in the Charlotte area this weekend, you might want to head over to the Fan Fest, NWA Fan Fest. Look it up because it looks like it's going to be good. Now let's head over to, I'm going to take a couple of commercials. When we come back, we're going to talk about New Japan Pro Wrestling, and I'm going to get you set up right away. And the number to call, 718-508-9883. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for making this show number one. This show is another number one show out there. There are so many wrestling shows, but this show happens to be the best. Yes, you have Ken Reedy, and we love Ken and Dave, but you can't beat me. You know, Dave and Ken were talking about being, duplicated. You know, as far as this show goes, This show's intention is not to duplicate any wrestling show out there. This show is supposed to be the best because the fans are the ones that listen to the show and they get the insights from us. So when it comes to, and I'll tell you, if you do a show and you give five stories away, if you listen to this show is a new story every time. There's a lot of news to cover. But that's what we do here at Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Farrar, episode number 67. Lazy is in the building. He's working today. But we are at the Not Live Studios. We're working our butts off trying to make this show a success. And I tell you what, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we will get into the world of New Japan Wrestling. And hope to see you soon. Enjoy the commercials.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause. www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs.
Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson from TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs.
Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
Okay, we are back, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome back. Actually, we're going to take another commercial break. We'll be back in a couple of minutes.
For $5 today, you can buy a wealth of things. Gas for your car, rent a movie for the family, a few slices of pizza. $5 still takes you a long ways. But did you know that $5 can buy your child a bag of heroin in the streets? That's right. For only $5, your son or daughter can buy some of the cheapest and purest dope in the country. Be aware of the lies. Be aware of the stealing. Be aware that's all it takes to kill your child. $5. This message was brought to you by Casey's Cause, a group of parents located in Southern Chester County out to save your child's life. Come join us today at www.caseyscause.com. And remember, $5 is all it takes. Casey's Cause. www.caseyscause.com.
Looking for that perfect gift for your girlfriend? Then look no further than Teddy Scares. Teddy Scares are available in a variety of styles, sizes, and prices for all your shopping needs. Teddy Scares are a mix of cute and creepy to make a great gift for almost any age. Board up your windows, lock your doors, and log on to TeddyScares.com. And be sure to become our friends at Facebook.com/TeddyScares.
Calling all comic book fans. Do you collect comics? Did you ever collect comics? Do you think your children might like reading comic books? Do you even know they still print real, paper, non-digital comic books? Well, then visit the Pirates of Ontario Street Comics in Philadelphia. We have a massive collection of comic books, action figures, trading cards, and much more. We have one of the largest stocks of back-issue comics in the area. We bag and board every new comic book at no extra charge. Our store is voted the best comic book shop in the 2013 PHL 17 Hot List Contest. Part of the movie Unbreakable is filmed in our store. We are open 7 days a week. Ontario Street Comics is located at 2235 East Ontario Street in the Port Richmond section of Philly. Our phone number is 215-288-7338. Type in the words Ontario Comics Philadelphia to check out our wacky stores page on Facebook.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs.
Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
Attention business owners, website owners, event promoters, or anyone looking to promote your product. The Totally Driven Entertainment Radio Network is the perfect way to spread the word of your business around the world. That's right, you can advertise at our network and be played on all of our shows at rates that are so cheap, it's a no-brainer. For more information, contact Bay Ragney at bayragney@gmail.com. To keep your business driven, stay driven with Totally Driven Entertainment.
Hey everybody, this is Nick Wilkinson from TV Nation and Totally Driven Radio and Entertainment. Sadly, each year, approximately 3.6 million children become victims of child abuse. My latest ebook, Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect, explores the long-lasting effects abuse can have on victims. Explore life after the abuse ends and how we cope with the tragedies of the past. Child Abuse, The Ripple Effect is available on Kindle for only 99 cents. And don't forget to check out my website, actingnotreacting.com, a common sense approach to teens in crisis. Let's work together and make this world a better place. And remember, stay driven.
Are you a fan of Sherlock Holmes? Letters from Holmes offers unique, one-of-a-kind letters from the world-famous detective himself. Handwritten on 8.5-inch by 11-inch aged parchment paper and using smudge-free ink to produce original, high-quality letters that fans will treasure for years to come. Each letter is handcrafted and written from the perspective of Sherlock Holmes, mimicking Holmes's native tongue and embracing many of the famous detective's quirks, quips, insults, and peculiarities. Order a love letter, birthday greeting, personal correspondence, or more only at www.etsy.com/shop/lettersfromholmes.
Are you looking for a mortgage for that new home? Do you want to refinance to a lower rate, obtain cash out, or consolidation? If so, call Anthony Muscarella of Advisors Mortgage Group. Advisors Mortgage Group is a mortgage banker and loan our own money to first lien mortgage loans. We have built a platform for a seamless and stress-free mortgage process, which remains our number one goal for all of our customers. We understand that success cannot be obtained without teamwork and communication, two of our most important strengths. If you're looking to apply for a loan or simply have some questions, please don't hesitate to give Anthony Muscarella a call at 732-749-3333, extension 12, who, by the way, has been recognized by Mortgage Executive Magazine as being one of the top 1% of originators in America. That number again, call Anthony Muscarella at 732-749-3333, extension 12, where we tailor our loans to meet your needs.
Advisors Mortgage Group is an equal housing opportunity lender licensed by the New Jersey Department of Banking and Insurance. Branch NMLS number 173453. Loan officer NMLS number 111400.
Okay, we are back, and this is Pro Wrestling Now with your host, Magic Mike. The number is, this is episode 67. The number is 718-508-9883. We are here, and yeah, so let's get into, you know what, let's do a SummerSlam recap. This is from SummerSlam 2002. On the Heat show, Spike Dudley defeated Steven Richards at the time, 2 minutes and 35 seconds. Kurt Angle defeated Rey Mysterio Jr. by submission, which was a great match. That could have been the match of the night, in my estimation. It started hot. It ended hot. It was a great match. 9 minutes and 20 seconds. Ric Flair defeated Chris Jericho by submission. That was a good match, 10 minutes and 22 seconds. Edge defeated Eddie Guerrero in a match, 11 minutes and 47 seconds. Another good match. The Un-Americans, Lance Storm and Christian, defeated Goldust and for the tag team titles at 9 minutes and 37 seconds. Remember, they were the Un-Americans. The Undertaker defeated Test. The Undertaker defeated Test 8 minutes and 18 seconds. Shawn Michaels defeated Triple H in what was an unsanctioned street fight, 27 minutes and 20 seconds. And Brock Lesnar with Paul Heyman defeated The Rock for the unified title, 16:02. At the time, he just decided to take the belt, and he went on over to SmackDown with the title, which left a void, and Eric Bischoff had a fill, and Eric Bischoff filled it by bringing back the world title, and all is history right now. But folks, if you want to watch this in any SummerSlam, head on over to the network. You don't want to miss the WWE Network, and it's entertainment, and it's going pretty good. All right, so let's do this. Climax, the G1 Climax 26. This is for Saturday's show. This is Rikuchi Taguchi defeated David Finlay. What was another good match by Taguchi. He's like a joker, and David Finlay's like the guy that's really serious, and he's going to go somewhere. Second match, the Bad Bullet Club, Bad Luck Fale, Tama Tonga, and your hero Takahashi defeated Captain New Japan, Manabu Nakahashi, and Satoru Kojima in what was a really good tag match. Bushi and Sandra defeated Juice Robinson and Kushida in what was a great match. That was 9 minutes and 1 second. The fourth match was Tiger Mask, Kyushin Thunder Liger, Hiroshi Tenzan, Togi McCabe, and Hiroshi Tanahashi defeated Nomachi Mercifuji, Gedo, Hiroko Goto, Tomohiro Ishii, and Okada, 10 minutes and 44 seconds. Climax B Block, Toru Yano, who's another joke sometimes, defeated Tokihiro Hami. Yoshihashi defeated King of Evil, Darkness Evil. Match number seven, Nakajima defeated Yuji Nagata. Michael Elgin defeated Kenny Omega, the cleaner. And Tatsuya Shibata defeated Tetsu Naito in what was a really good match. Sunday's Block A was really good as well. The tag team of Tiger Mask and Yuji Nagata defeated Big Michael Elgin and David Finlay. Second match, Jushin Thunder Liger, Manabu Nakahashi, Kotori Kohima, and Katsutori Shibata defeated Nakajima, Kido, Toriano, and Yoshihashi. Deadlock Club, the Bullet Club, Kenny Omega and your hero Takahashi defeated Captain New Japan and Rikuchi Taguchi. Fourth match was a six-man tag. Bushi, King of Evil, and Tetsu Naito defeated Juice Robinson, Kushida, and Tokaoki Homa. The A Block, Tama Tonga defeated Tomohiro Ishii. Bad Luck Fale defeated Sandow, which was really good. Good matches right there. Bad Luck Fale, although he only has 4 points, but it's coming along. Togi McCabe lost to Nomachi Mofuji. Okada, who's back on a roll, only lost one, is 4-1 right now, defeated Hiroshi Tenzan. And Hiroshi Takahashi defeated Goto. It was a great match. Goto 1-2, lost 3. He's got 4 points. Same thing with 1-2, lost 3 for Hiroshi Takahashi. So that was pretty good. Hiroshi Tanahashi, I should say. Now let's go over to the previews for... Oh, wait, we have on Monday, yesterday's show, Captain New Japan, Tiger Mask, and Juicy Dunder Liger defeated Finley, Juice Robinson, and Taguchi, which was a good match. I really like these tag matches. A lot of people don't like them, but I like the tag matches. Muromachi for Fuji defeat and Goto defeated Bushi and Sander. The fourth match, Kushida, Toki McCabe, Hiroshi Tanahashi defeated Gedo, Tomohiro Ishii, and Okada. Yoshihashi defeated Nakajima. Michael Elgin defeated Yuji Nagata. Toru Yano wins again. He defeated Katsuyori Shibata. Now this is the Block B. Kenny Omega defeated the King of Darkness Evil. And last but not least, Kota Noto defeated Tokohomi Hama. He's got 6 points. Homa's got 4 points. So that's what's going on. Now we're going to have a preview of the two next matches and also go to NJPW World. And .com, and you'll get everything going over there. It's going to be good. Here are the matches. The matches are Tiger Mask, Juicy Dunder Liger versus David Finley and Ryusuke Taguchi. Manabu Nakahashi, Tori Kohima, Michael Elgin, and Yuji Nagata versus Nakahima, Gedo Yoshihashi, and Toru Yano. Captain New Japan and Katsuyori Shibata versus your Joe Takahashi and Kenny Omega. Next match, Chief Robinson, Kushida, and Tokihoma versus Bushi, King of Evil, and Tetsu Naito. Hiroshi Tenzan versus Bad Luck Fale. Hiroki Goro versus Tama Tonga. Mor Fuji versus Sanda. And Hiroshi Tanahashi versus Tomohiro Ishii. And then the last one is Togi McCabe versus Okada. That should be really good. I look to see Okada advance. I look for Tanahashi to beat Ishii. I think Muromachi Fuji is going to beat Sandra. Hiroki Goto should beat Tama Tonga, but I wouldn't be surprised if Tama defeats him. Hiroshi Tenzan should get popped by Bad Luck Fale, and that's here tomorrow, right away. It's going to be tomorrow at 5:30 in the morning, so you could watch it online. And then, if that's not enough Thursday morning, this is going to be for B, Captain New Japan, Tiger Mask, and Juicy Dunder Liger versus Finley, Juice Robinson, Ryusuke Taguchi. Manabu, second match, Manabu Nakahashi, Tatori Kohima, Togi McCabe versus Yoro Takahashi, Tama Tonga, and Bad Luck Fale. They're known as the Bullet Club. Next match, Kushida, Hiroshi Tenzan, Hiroshi Tanahashi versus Morfuji, Gedo, and Goto. That should be pretty good. Also, next match, Tomohiro Ishii, Okada versus Bushi and Sandra. Yuji Nagata versus Toru Yano for Block B. Michael Elgin versus Yoshihashi. Homa versus King of Darkness Evil. Kenny Omega versus Shibata. And finally, Nakajima versus Tetsu Naito. And that is your matches. So that's what's going to happen only when they present to you live G1 Climax 26. So we're hoping to have a very good show. As far as the wrestling goes, I think the New Japan wrestling is right on spot. I think everything is coming up good for them. They have the talent, and that's why Monday Night Raw. You know, that's why Monday Night Raw, SmackDown, WWE, they're doing so good right now. Because of this, of the New Japan wrestlers coming, they're catching up. They're coming up like gangbusters. It's gotta be New Japan number second, ROH number third. the more you put out, the more it's going to be, and they're doing really good. Let's get you some previews for tomorrow. Episode number 3, I'm excited to announce that Hideo Itami versus Sean Maluda in what's going to be some great, great matches. Asuka versus Aaliyah. Bobby Roode is in the building. Dash and Dawson versus TM61. Mojo Rawley versus Chris Atkins, and that's gonna be it for that show. And then also August 3rd tomorrow night, Rich Swann versus Jason Lee, Norm Dorr versus Gerv Scher. This is for the CWC. And Jack Gallagher versus Fabian Lancer, and Johnny Gargano versus Tommaso Ciampa. So tomorrow, it should be Wednesday, it should be Wacky Wrestling Day on the network. You're going to see some good stuff tomorrow. I guarantee it. You're going to see some good stuff. But if you missed Monday Night Raw, all you have to do is go to Hulu Plus, sign up, and you get to watch Monday Night Raw, SmackDown, all the goodies. Speaking of SmackDown, I'm hearing Brock Lesnar could show up there tonight. They're saying that it's possible that he might invade SmackDown like Randy Orton invaded Monday Night Raw. That remains to be seen. I hope everybody enjoys, the wrestling show. Will SummerSlam's WWE World Title match turned live upside down? Is SmackDown Live prepared for a Lesnar invasion? How will AJ Styles regain his edge? And who will stand out in SmackDown Live woman division? American Alpha looks to seize the big blue spotlight. Those are the questions tonight for SmackDown. I hope everybody enjoys SmackDown as much as I do. But Monday Night Raw last night was really good. We talked about it earlier. I want to say I had no problems with anything that they did. Mick Foley's just a great guy. So to me, that's what matters the most. But talking serious, I mean, this is the way it is. Tonight is SmackDown at 8 p.m. live, only on USA Network. So that's the only place you can see it. And if you miss it, you watch it tomorrow on Hulu Plus. A lot of people always tell me DVR my show because it's live right when Broussard, and it's going to be on with Smith tonight. But I'm going to be catching up with both of those guys, and SmackDown's going to be in the back burner. But I will be watching SmackDown. Thursday night, I'm going to come back with a big, big show for you guys to get you all ready for the weekend and everything. And I'm going to stay longer than I am today. I'm going to stay, almost 2.5 hours on Thursday. So Thursday, I'm going to give it to you. Right now, I'm going to say so long, bye-bye, farewell. But before we do that, I gotta let you know what's playing.
Are you ready to be totally driven? Totally Driven Entertainment Network has a full lineup of shows dedicated to total entertainment. Starting on Mondays, we have the always relevant and often hilarious Hard Talk with Big Daddy and Big Booty Trudy. That's at 6 p.m. And at 11 p.m., go 8 flights up and get your mind right. Tuesdays at noon, Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Ferreira covers professional wrestling news, rumors, and one-of-a-kind interviews with professional wrestling performers and insiders. At 8 p.m., join Smith Hart of the legendary Hart Family Dynasty for the Hart Grapevine as he goes behind the scenes and shares his knowledge of the professional wrestling industry and some truth truly remarkable special interviews, too. Welcome to Hump Day, Wednesdays, 9:30 a.m., the Coco and Wee Wee Show asks the age-old question, who do you love, who do you shove? And at 8 p.m., the Give No F's Cosplay Variety Hour brings you the best in cosplay, comics, video games, and more. Thursday nights at 5 p.m., Pro Wrestling Now with Mike Pereira returns to the airwaves to cover professional wrestling news, results, and more. At 8 p.m., Totally Driven Radio, the show that started it all, brings you the best in topical conversation, celebrity interviews, exclusive musical guests, and so much more. Your Friday night would be incomplete without a trip to Uncle Shawnee's Playground. Join Uncle Shawnee at 8 p.m. and prepare to be offended, but, you know, in a good way. At 10 p.m., don't forget the LAW Retro Wrestling Hour, bringing back the golden age of professional wrestling. Saturday mornings at 10 a.m., the Mojo Sports Show starts your weekend off with a healthy dose of sports mojo. Get the latest news, scores, results, and more every Saturday morning. At 9 p.m., Totally Driven Radio rocks. Bay Ragney unleashes his inner beast as he takes you on a heavy metal journey and looks at the music he thinks rocks. That brings us to Sunday morning, the perfect time for a big weenie. At 10 a.m., the Big Weenie Castanini Show goes live around the world. And ending the week at 9 p.m. on Sunday nights, join the TV Nation for your weekly dose of the Nerd Herd and talk all things comics, TV, movies, and pop culture. Remember, get driven, stay driven.
Okay, and that's what's going to happen, and I promise Thursday I will have a longer show. Today is just one of those days. We will come back and give you the Thursday's updates on everything that I mentioned, because all those matches will be in the books. New Japan Wrestling doing a great job, as always. Go support New Japan. Go support WWE. Support this station, Totally Driven Network Entertainment. I am Mike Ferrara, and I will be seeing you guys on Thursday. So this is an abbreviated show. First time in the history that I'm doing almost an hour. But today is a big day for me, and I have things I have to do. So I will say so long, farewell, bye-bye, and I will talk to you Thursday when we have a great show for 2.5 hours. 718-508-9883 is the number. Call me Thursday night. I will be listening. So long. Bye-bye. Farewell.